Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back, you guys and gals. You cool cats and kittens. It is 4:04.
You get a finger point now after dropping a cool cats and kittens?
It is a Rop, that's me. Big Sook right over there.
Right here. Mike Lynch.
He's here.
Sweating over there.
Sada.
How we feeling, Mike?
Okay.
Greasing.
We slowing down or are we doing all right?
Oh, we're slowing down.
All right. Mike is eating McDonald's live on the air today. He started at 3:06. He may or may not have 90 minutes. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
This is from internet where he flexed his internet muscles and he said, oh, he turned up his nose.
He did.
At the idea of eating three double quarter pounders, a single quarter pounder, 20 chicken McNuggets, two large fries, and four sodas in one sitting.
Yeah, he laughed at it.
And so
I thought it'd be nice.
The exact tweet was, is this supposed to be challenging?
And so I thought it'd be nice if I just brought Mike in some McDonald's for lunch, and it just so happened that that was what I brought him.
The answer is yes, it is challenging.
Yeah, that would be my question. Is it challenging, Mike?
Yes. I have one burger and one soda left, and I have... theoretically, 30 more minutes to eat them. So I will finish this. However, I am in pain.
Mm-hmm. You just went to the bathroom. Did everything?
Yeah. Clean? Yeah. That was just emptying the bladder. There's three sodas, large sodas in me. That was me emptying the bladder.
Okay.
Right. This sucks, but I'm glad I can entertain you all. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't find it that entertaining. I feel bad for you. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, but it is over 6,000 calories.
Actually,
it's over $50.
We knocked it down because Mike was a candy ass and demanded diet soda. So it came out to like, I think Swag said it was like 5,800 calories. He knocked off almost
5,100.
He knocked off almost 1,000 calories.
So you're down.
Quarter pounder.
Okay, so you're on your last burger.
Yep.
And then one soda?
Yes.
Yeah, you're almost there, man.
It's so gross.
He just rolled his eyes at me.
He basically, between a sodium salt and caloric intake, Mike's at like 500 to 600% of what the daily recommended allowance is.
He might need some water.
Yeah.
Just some water.
Maybe.
Oh, you think?
Mix in a water there. Hey, soda's water, right? Doesn't that count?
There is water in soda.
Yeah, I'm going to say that that's a no counties. You're fine.
Now, we have a listener who did two tours in the Persian Gulf.
Yeah.
And his text to us says, I can tell you that we yearn for the slightest bit of normalcy, even something as simple as a letter from home or somehow catching the scores of your favorite sports team. Looking at the grand scheme of things, I can absolutely agree with your points, but there are those out there. I'm still yearning for that sense of normalcy, and sports is normal, is as normal as anything in America. That's from P1 Scotty.
Well, I totally agree with that. I do not think that we would, now, if sports went away, I think we would adjust. I think we'd adjust to anything.
I just think that we adapt to new normals quite well.
And that's my, and I 100% agree with you, right? Anytime you go through a change in your life, right? Whether you're, you know, you lose someone or your job or whatever, you eventually will recalibrate, right? I mean, I guess there's some people that don't and never recover, but for the most part, we're adaptable creatures. And so if sports went away tomorrow, it would be horrific, but you would rebuild and you would find something else to occupy your time. what I do agree with Scotty is, I think sports is such a huge part of society around the world, because I do think that there's so many people that, it sounds terrible, but kind of lack a purpose, right? They go to work every day, they put in their 40 hours, right? They go home and maybe you got a wife and kids, but there is something about sports that provides distraction, it provides joy, it provides entertainment. We always say that you need like the three places in life, right? You have home, you have work, and then you need something else. And for a lot of people, I mean, for millions upon millions, maybe billions across the globe, you know, you see what soccer means to the world, you see what football means here, or baseball over in Japan, what the Olympics means in some places. Obviously, that provides a huge, huge part of people's lives. And yeah, I do think when sports got canceled, I think at least in this country, that's when people started taking this seriously. I think a lot of people were turning up their nose at this. And when sports started going away, I think a lot of people were like, oh, crap. Like, this just got real. This just got serious, because sports doesn't stop. We talked about it while you were gone, but sports had never really been derailed for anything more than a week since basically the invention of sports. Going back to World War I, World War II, Kennedy assassination, 9/11, maybe it got delayed a week and then it would come back, or you move games a couple days. But this, we've never seen this. And I think for a lot of people, it was a huge wake-up call. And I do think there are a ton of people right now, again, that are scared. They're frightened, whether it's of the disease, whether it's of the economics of it, what's happening with your job. And sports would be a giant, giant relief for a lot of people to come back. But this idea that somehow we can will that back, that's where I think that it's sideways.
Yeah, I get you on that. I feel like sports is so much bigger than just the games. It's community, like you say. And so because we're human beings and we are predispositioned to seek a sense of community, if sports goes away, we're going to find our community somewhere else.
Yeah. You will, but it
would. You will. Everyone will. Because it's human nature. So that's what sports is to a lot of people. Now, it's a lot of other things, too. But generally speaking, that's what it is. It's your community. And it brings people together. Think about after 9/11.
Yeah.
Think about how sports was a big
piece of... It helped heal that country.
Of healing.
Well, this country.
That country. Our country.
This one.
So it's just... we're really spoiled. Like P1 Matthew says. He says... right here on the fan here. He says, humans are remarkably resilient. Unfortunately, we are rarely forced to test that.
Yeah.
And that's right. So maybe this will, again, silver lining. Maybe we'll get some perspective out of this when this is all over.
Who was it? I'm trying to remember who said it. You know, you've had all these people that go on and they're doing their little spiels. And a lot of it I just roll my eyes at, because a lot of it seems very out of touch. But one of the things that I wish I could remember where I heard it. But someone said something, and I actually thought it hit home. They said, if you don't come out of this a better person and with a better perspective on just kind of life and what's important, if you don't come out of this better, then I feel bad for you. Like, if you come out just as petty or just as single-minded in something after all this, I don't know what it's going to take to wake you up. Because this should be an opportunity for all of us to come out on and be better people and be better for one another and be better as a human race.
Well, and then there's this story. Crowds of 450 people gather in Oakland for illegal sideshows during coronavirus pandemic.
Yeah. Are we sure this isn't Florida?
Despite the need to social distance and a statewide shelter in place, Oakland police said 450 people gathered over the weekend to watch drivers perform dangerous and illegal stunts. Not only that, but the crowds on Sunday were big and the spectators were not practicing social distancing. One sideshow drew dozens of observers near 55th Avenue and Foothill Boulevard, while another happened at the blah, blah, blah. A video posted by Oakland Sideshow Muscle Cars showed people, mostly young men, defying the stay-at-home order and instead crowding intersections and cheering these sideshows.
There is just something like, I'm not trying to.
Three people were arrested.
I'm not trying to sit here and pick on any one person, but we had someone today on the on the text program that's like, what are you talking about? Like, we're not going to see those numbers. And they're still.
See what numbers?
Well, I said thousands of people are dying, and he's like, no, they're not. And I said, look, Spain had 900 die in one day. Italy, I think, had over 1,000. The UK just had their deadliest day. It was like 600, roughly around there, 590. And there's still this belief that it can't happen to us, that it can't come here. Look at the video of them in New York stacking bodies into refrigeration carts. But there are still people that just will not accept that this is here, and that you're still going to downplay it. And you're seeing that with some of these crowds. No matter what the experts say, no matter what you tell people, no matter what has been played out around the world, there is a large group of people in this country that will not accept what is happening to them. And I think part of that is because it's just such a surreal thing, and it's an invisible thing, and it's not happening to their neighbor. It's not happening in their community. It's not happening to someone that they know. And so they refuse to accept that it's part of their reality because it seems so unreal. We've never seen anything like it. And it's hard for a lot of people to accept that this is the new norm, or that right now this is their reality.
Well, and that attitude is why it's dangerous. Spreads. Well, it's why it spreads, right?
Yes. Again, you get, you know, whether it's the Spring Breakers, whether it's the Mardi Gras people.
Well, the Spring Breakers, we were talking about this yesterday, but there was a flight from Austin to Cabo just a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
70 people in their early 20s, a lot of them UT students, Texas students. 70 of them went down, ignoring all the orders and all the stuff, and just went and partied at in Mexico for spring break. 28 of them have COVID.
Yeah. And how many did they spread that to?
Exactly.
You know,
and they all may recover. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's the people that may die because they spread it. They're the ones with that attitude. And it's just that's the problem. If everybody took this seriously, we'd be out of this a lot quicker.
Yes. But again, I just think that there are a lot of people, and, you know, we hear from people on the text program. I hear from people in your everyday life as you talk to people. There are just some that either don't think that this is real, or they think that it's overblown, or they think that it's not going to affect them, or they just choose to put their head down and plow through.
All right. Coming up next on the show. Do you know the only places in the world that are COVID free? Can you name them?
I can't. I remember like 2 weeks ago we went through a list of countries, but I'm guessing that that's changed.
It's very, very
Antarctica's on there.
Hey,
right?
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
I'm going.
Haven't heard from you in a
Are
while.
Are you done
bro.
Yet,
bro?
Almost. Just got the soda left.
So you've eaten all the food.
I've eaten all the food.
Wow! Don't get too excited.
Do I hate myself? Yeah, I do. I do. Am I proud? Maybe a little bit.
But with
I still
a sense
to,
of pride.
I still have
in
to
there?
Finish the soda.
Aww.
And the gas is there. The burps.
Put your mic down by your butt.
Well, the burps. Gas comes out of both ends there, sir.
Yeah, you're right. All right. What was I teasing?
Is
anyone listening to me at all?
Yeah, you were talking about the places that don't have it.
Yeah, I'll tell you next.
See, I was listening to you.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, some texts here. Got people all fired up. By the way, I think Mike's done. Are you done, Mike?
Almost. Almost.
Chug it.
A little bit of soda
chug,
left.
Chug, 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 chug.
That will make me vomit. The bubbles are the worst part. The soda is the 1,000% the worst part.
Yeah. If you didn't have soda, you'd be cruising.
Well, I don't know about cruising. I'd still feel terrible, but the soda is making it horrific.
I still feel like Mike took the cowardly way out and got diet soda.
Mike, I would like to congratulate you. Job well done.
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah.
And by my count.
Hour and 20?
Yeah. Well, no, I've got him at 74 minutes.
Okay.
And that's exactly what he said on Twitter. Or no, that was Russ. Jeff Russ said
he would do it in 20 minutes.
Yeah, Russ said 20 minutes.
He said, what would I do with
the other 70?
So you did it in 75 minutes.
Yeah, about that.
15 minutes to spare. So you got 15 minutes to sip down a nice, delicious McDonald's Diet Coke.
He looks terrible.
Every sip is awful.
He feels terrible.
I don't think he looks all that bad.
Oh, go
I don't look. I don't look that bad. I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, how bad do I look?
Are you sweating?
No, I'm not.
He was all slunched over when I went in there.
Well, it's because my stomach is in a lot of pain. So sitting up straight is painful.
Okay.
Gross.
Yeah, he was just like all leaned over and kind of hunchbacky, and he was speaking kind of slow.
You know why? Because the bubbling is hurting. Mm. Yeah. All of the bubbles hurt. And right. I feel it all in the stomach. It's
keep us posted on your.
Yeah, people are asking like innards. how much. It's like $45 worth of food if anyone wants to try this.
It's over 6,000 calories.
Yeah, if you get the real soda, unlike Mike who took the cowardly diet.
There it is. He's done. Nice job, buddy. Wow. Tune in tomorrow when we bring 800 chicken wings for Mike to eat live on the air.
I feel like maybe three large pizzas, right? Let's just make Mike eat an unhealthy amount of food every day. Let's see how much weight Mike can gain in the shutdown.
That's not what
if you were
to
gonna
right now.
Torture someone.
Yeah. Have you seen Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of them. That's gluttony. Glutton. They do that. They tie the guy to the chair, and I think they make him eat spaghetti.
Mm. Okay, let me read some text messages here before we get on to our next topic. Americans were mocking China for building a hospital in 7 days. There is just a total disconnect from reality here. In China, they built a hospital. In New York, they built a morgue.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, and they're still the, believe me, I've seen the people here that are texting in right now that are like, we're not going to reach those numbers. It's not going to be that here. There's this idea that somehow U.S. exceptionalism is going to prevent us from having a situation. The vice president of the United States, and whatever you think of the president and the vice president, I'm not trying to get political here, but can we all agree that they have put a pretty rosy spin on this, or have tried to put a rosy spin on it throughout this entire time? And if you know, they're not exactly doom and gloom, right? I mean, shoot, the vice president even said today, hey, the president's optimistic. He was just trying to be optimistic. They even said today that our best comp is Italy. And I don't know if you've seen what's been happening in Italy, but it's not good. And yet we still have a huge portion of our country that refuses to accept that what happened in China, what happened in Italy, or what's happening in Spain can happen here. And I just don't get that disconnect. I really don't.
The U.S. exceptionalism you speak of?
Yeah.
I feel like that went away a long time ago.
Yeah. Not to some people.
Unfortunately. Another text says, the thing people need to remember was we won't know if we did too much, but we'll sure as hell know if we didn't do enough.
Exactly.
P1 Doug.
So I believe
that's right. Well, I think they already know. Like the modeling shows you, they already know we're too late on you know.
Sure, putting
being like South Korea or China. Yes.
We're just hoping that we can now find a way to get out in front of it and minimize it. And by the way,
that's working.
Yeah,
I think some of that is working. Now New York is a little different because it's New York City. It was just a hot zone, but in California and Washington, where it started out west first. They've actually done a really good job of getting ahead of it. Inslee and who's the guy in California? Newsom?
Because those
guys deserve credit.
Santos is the Florida guy, right? I get those confused sometimes. Like, we're learning more governors.
Gavin Newsom's a California governor.
Yeah, we're learning more governors because of this. You're like, oh, yeah, governor of Florida, governor of California.
And they shut things down early, and that helped keep people inside, and that helped minimize the spread. That helps, but at the same time, we still didn't do enough early enough.
No, but,
and we could have,
but what's done is done. And now, you know, hopefully we all rally together and we do our best to try to get back to normal as soon as humanly possible. What I take solace in is the smartest people in the world are working on this, and not just here, everywhere. The smartest people are all working towards one thing. So fingers crossed that, you know, this gets bad, because I like everyone. Well, I guess not like everyone else, but I, like a lot of people, I'm scared, you know, S-less over this. I don't know what this is going to look like in a month. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, and it's so many parts to it. You know, you talk about, you know, what we deal with here in sports. You talk about what's happening, you know, from an economic standpoint, and then obviously the medical issues and the loss of life. The whole thing's scary as you know what. God, I wish I had a fairy godmother right now that we could sprinkle some magic dust on this and make this all better.
All right, the only places in the world that are COVID-free, allegedly.
Again,
one.
Yeah, allegedly.
North Korea.
Well,
not
I
one
mean,
case.
That goes without saying,
right? How about
right?
that?
Well, they don't have gay people either, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, there's no gay people in North Korea.
Okay.
Yeah.
No gays, no COVID.
Nope. Mm. Interesting.
Let's blame the gays.
Very, very interesting.
Okay, so we all know what's going on there. Now, others, Turkmenistan. Now, I read today that Turkmenistan has banned face masks.
Okay.
If they see you wearing a face mask, the policia will take care of you.
Lovely.
And they have also banned the word coronavirus. You cannot talk about it. You cannot speak of it.
Is this like, who was it? Was it Zaire? The president? I think it was Zaire. It was one of the African countries where the president came out and said that AIDS didn't exist. And he's just like, nope, no AIDS. And
yeah, I mean, it's a good tactic. If you just deny it,
yeah,
don't let people talk about it.
Well,
ignore it.
You don't have it.
It's like problems with my car. Ignore it. It'll go away.
You put a piece of tape over the engine light, the check engine light. Well, let's just put that right up. The Brazilian president did that. Did you see it?
Yes.
Yeah, the Brazilian president came out and said that it's fake news. He's like, no, not real. Go back. Do whatever the hell you want. Luckily in Brazil, I guess like the governors have a lot of control and they're saying no. But yes, the Brazilian president did go on national television and just basically said, this isn't real and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, here's a text from Keo who says, listening to you guys is pissing me off because I hear how people are morons. The worst thing is that we may not reach those numbers, but it will be because of all the extreme measures we're taking. Right? That's a great point. It's like these people will be like, see?
Wasn't that bad.
See? Told ya.
Yep.
But no, the people that did take it seriously are the reason it didn't get that bad.
Well, I heard, Fauci was talking about that a couple days ago where he said, that's the real tricky part of this is that it may not seem bad if the measures we're taking are working. And that's going to lead some people to be like, well, hey, do whatever we want and we can, get right back out there. And that may end up being like kind of a, what they call reigniting it, right? Like if we are pushing this thing down a little bit and then we rush out too soon, it could spark the whole thing up again.
Samoa, no cases.
Really?
No cases there.
Okay. I've always wanted to go to Samoa.
Yemen.
Really?
Yemen.
Why?
Yeah.
How much of that?
Would you go to Yemen?
Well, can I ask the question?
Do you buy that? No, you shouldn't.
But like in Samoa and in Yemen, are they really tested? We can't get tested.
Well, I feel like
we can't get tested here. And I don't think in Yemen, their big concern right now is getting out some corona tests.
Yeah, I would say that North Korea and Turkmenistan, look, we all know what's going on there.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Of course they have it.
Yeah.
And their governments are just, being all government-y. But I can't, I would assume Yemen's the same. I would assume all these are the same.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to put them in the same category. You know what I mean? Like, I want to give Samoa and Sierra Leone and Tonga.
Yeah.
I want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
See, I give them the benefit of the doubt in that they just got other stuff going on and that they just don't have the testing capabilities. So
Micronesia.
Yeah. I'm going to
no cases.
I'm going to, again, just go down the bigger fish to fry there and they don't have tests.
South Sudan. No cases.
Don't know anything about the South Sudan. Couldn't tell you. Maybe that's a utopia. I don't know.
And the last place on Earth, other than those that I just mentioned, with no COVID cases, allegedly, are the bases in Antarctica.
Oh, well,
they are COVID free.
Can I tell you this, that of all those places that you threw out there, I think the place I would most like to be is down south.
Is Antarctica.
Yeah. I had a buddy that went there and said it was beautiful.
Why not Samoa?
I'm all right. I'm going to go.
What's going on? I don't know anything about Samoa.
Well, like Micronesia is like a Pacific Island country or something. So
I know more about Samoa.
That's true. I mean, maybe Samoa, but here's the thing.
I
think Samoa has it. And that's kind of like,
right.
I think Antarctica.
They probably all have it.
Well, I don't think
Antarctica may not.
I don't think they have it, which is why I'm heading there. I'm going to go down there and party with the penguins.
Yeah, because those people have, they've just been isolated.
Yeah. And something tells me that if I do get it in American Samoa, I may be in trouble. So I'm going to go ahead and head down to the weather bases. Someone's saying that Yemen's a failed state. It's a disaster area on an average day.
Oh, no question. Yeah. I mean, we all know what's going on there. It's ugly. But hey, if you go there, no COVID. Or is there?
Well, again, I think if you ask the average person in Yemen, Yemen where the civil war is raging, again, probably bigger problems, right? Like, hey, on the ranking of things that are going to kill you, that's probably like 16th or 17th down the list.
All right. I think we are already ready for In the News, where we will recap Mike's McDonald's challenge and tell you all the latest local COVID news. Here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it is 4:36 on The Fan. Fancy.
How about that for timing?
What do you mean?
It was exactly 90 minutes.
Oh, you had time to spare, my friend.
Oh, I know that. I just thought it was cute that
we're all so proud of you.
We came back at 4:36.
Mike returned to his fat boy ways today.
I'd like to think that this kickstarts like a 60-pound Mike Lynch weight gain. Like he comes out of this and it's like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball.
No.
Mike's just eating a bucket of chicken. And I feel like each day I'm just going to bring something in for Mike to eat. I feel like if I put a pizza down next to you yesterday or tomorrow, I think you'll eat it.
No.
We'll see about that.
I don't think you understand the willpower I have. The ability to lose the weight that I have and keep it mostly off, there's willpower there.
Okay, we'll see about that. I feel like each day I'm going to bring something in and just sit it down by you, and we'll see what happens over 4 hours.
It's going to be a waste of money.
Somebody said, hey, no offense to Mike. I've never listened to his updates as intently as these. I'm waiting with bated breath in anticipation for the giant belch or the puke.
Hey, I'm a professional. I'm trying really hard not to put those in the updates.
Edge of my seat. Well, anyway, Mike's McDonald's lunch show. This will forever be known as Mike's McDonald's lunch show. He did it. It was straight off of internet where everybody was debating 90 minutes for 3 double quarter pounders, a quarter pounder, 2 large fries, 4 Cokes, and 20 McNuggets. And he did that. So he got it, $50 worth of stuff. Mike has done it, and he kind of seems no worse for the wear.
Yeah, I feel like this was, to his credit, he powered through this, and I think tomorrow we need to up the ante. I feel like we need at least one more double quarter pounder and maybe another 20 nuggets. Like maybe 2 20 nuggets and another large fry.
When's the next time you're going to eat at McDonald's?
Well, I hadn't eaten at McDonald's for like 6 or 7 years or 5 years before this, so it's going to be a long time.
Like if he put a quarter pounder in front of you right now, would you throw up?
Throw up? No. I would throw it out.
So scale of 1 to 10 on the most full you've ever been. Where are you? 10 being the most full.
I'm going to say it's probably an 8 or a 9 because the soda is just devastating. It makes it so much worse. Because when you think about it, when you drink a lot of soda or you drink anything bubbly, you drink a lot of beer, you drink a lot of champagne, your stomach gets so full of the bubbles and the carbonation, it hurts.
So you've been more full than this before in your life?
Well, I would imagine, I don't remember how I felt, but I would imagine when I had 86 beefsteaks, I probably was more full than this.
Beefsteak Mike.
Remember, this is Beefsteak Mike we're talking to.
Such
big Beefsteak Mike.
A damn pro you are.
Yep.
All right, it is April 1st, 2020. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. It is no longer April Fool's Day. I think most people are over April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I did see a couple decent ones. Well, it's the same one, but dads were waking up their kids and telling them that the school was back on and were dragging them out to the car at like 6:30 in the morning and then being like, no. I saw a couple of those, and that seemed mildly entertaining.
Yeah, we have audio pertaining to that a little bit later in today's broadcast.
I don't think I've ever pulled an April Fool's joke in my life.
I've never enjoyed April Fool's Day. I think it's stupid. But, you know, there are people who are really good at pulling pranks and, you know, it's their day. But there was one involving Damian Lillard today.
Yeah.
Yeah, where somebody took to internet and said Damian Lillard was unhappy. And I'm paraphrasing here, but Damian Lillard unhappy with Portland management and is looking to the Lakers and is excited by the idea of playing with Anthony Davis. And so, and everybody's like, because you can freak Blazers Twitter out.
Oh, sure.
And then he quote tweeted it and he said, do you know what day it is?
Yeah, that would be a pretty good one. Like a player like that demanding his way out of a situation.
I'll tell you what would have been better is if, like, he has a relationship with Woj. Or no, he has a really good relationship with Chris Haynes.
Yeah,
Chris. What if he calls Chris Haynes, Lillard, I'm saying, and he says, hey, just tweet that I've just been traded to the Lakers, more to come. Like, dude, you want to talk about Twitter flipping out?
Yeah. Well, I guess you couldn't do a trade because obviously the trade deadline's come and gone. Just you would have to do something.
Yeah, but you could, though. People don't. I mean, you and I, there's a lot of people that would be like, wait a minute. But that's kind of the fun of the joke. It's like, just if you just put that out there, people viscerally just go, oh my God.
Well, the best
freak out.
The best sports one ever is, and it's the anniversary they did on April Fool's back in the 80s, was Sid Finch.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? The Curious Case of Sid Finch, and that was on the cover of SI. And
great bit.
People bought it.
All right. As of this morning, Oregon has 737 cases of COVID-19. We have 19 deaths. We had one new death. 14,131 negative tests in Oregon.
So is that good?
Well, look, 14,131 negative tests and 737 positive tests. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's good.
All right, look at us. Supposedly we are handling this.
You don't think
this,
that's good?
Sometimes these numbers.
I mean, they've tested over 14,000 people and we only have 737 cases. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. So
they had a reason to test over 14,000 people, you know?
Yeah,
if you
think about it.
Because not everybody's getting the test.
No, most people aren't.
So they thought, like, we better get them tested, you know, and only 737 cases. Now, Oregon had the smallest daily increase in cases in over a week today. So that's a little bit of a good sign.
Now, that's a good sign. We are hearing from, you know, you're hearing more and more reports that both Oregon and Washington are doing a pretty good job, especially with Washington being the epicenter of this when it first happened, that we're doing hopefully a pretty good job and maybe we're going to avoid a hot spot like is going on in New York and what may be happening down south.
Well, we got to keep going though.
Yeah.
Long ways off. Washington, 4,896 cases, 195 deaths, and they have over 60,000 negative tests. Now, Clark County, 130 cases total, 6 deaths.
Yeah.
That's where we stand. We have a 104-year-old COVID survivor here in Oregon. He is thought to be the oldest survivor of coronavirus.
Kick ass.
His name is William Lapshes. I think that's how you pronounce it. William Lapshes. He is among the first Oregonians known to have the disease, and he has now been declared free of virus. He is 104.
Yikes.
He's a veteran.
I did see someone that he went through the Holocaust, and there's something I'm trying to remember the second one. He made it through the Holocaust. He made it through something else, and then this. He was the same thing. He was like 100 years old, and he was like, "I'll be damned if this is gonna get me." Like he made a little video. I saw it floating around Twitter and whatnot.
Love that.
Yeah, it was cool that he was basically giving it the middle finger. He's like, "I'll be damned after all I've been through if this is gonna get me."
How about that? 104. FEMA has delivered a large shipment of super cool things to Oregon.
All right.
In the shipment, over 1 million gloves, 10,000 face shields, 400,000 N95 masks, and over 50,000 surgical masks.
Well, thank heavens.
So that's
because
good.
That's the, like, you feel horrible for the people that are putting their lives on the front line. Did you see I tweeted it yesterday and I was like, God, I hope this isn't real. Turns out it was. It was a doctor I think it was New Jersey, that when she showed up for work, her personal protection, like the gown, was a Yankees poncho.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was literally.
And that was real.
I saw that too.
That was a real thing. And it wasn't like.
Mike was proud.
Mike
was
like.
It wasn't a Mets poncho.
Well, if it was a Mets poncho, we'd have a big giant rip right in the middle of it, right from the get-go. But it wasn't like.
She'd tear her labrum.
Exactly. Just out. But, because right now, you're seeing some gowns. Fanatics and Major League Baseball are using like the fabric that would be used to sew uniforms. They're making gowns and masks out of that. So some people are showing up to work and you're getting like a Yankee jersey that's been made, the fabric of it that's being made into a gown. This was literally something that you would buy at the Yankee fan shop on a rainy day. It was just a Yankee adult poncho and that's what she had to put on. And I thought, my God, how bad could we fail our medical professionals if we're giving them Yankee ponchos?
Hey, yesterday we were talking about the science bro whose lab has come up with an antibody, actually 5 antibodies, that he is now putting through testing and trying to get out to market by the end of September, I think,
that was his goal.
What he said.
Yeah.
But he needs the government to step up and help him pay for things. And so he's got a ways to go, but... very promising news. Now, locally, there is more promising news that Providence, researchers at the Childs Research Institute at Providence, the cancer center there, they believe they have developed a vaccine.
What?
Right here in Oregon. Yep.
You're right the hell out of town.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it next.
Ooh, nice tease.
445 on the fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, late breaking COVID news. Another celebrity. Well, to some people, he's a celebrity. He's died.
Look, I'm not commenting on this. The last time I did this, we lost Joe Diffie. So I'm just going to stay silent over here. I'm not killing another one.
Well, this guy's already dead. He died of coronavirus. Oh,
well, then I can talk about it. What do we got?
Adam Schlesinger.
Who?
Yeah, you won't know who he is, but he's of Fountains of Wayne.
I saw that. Well, I didn't see that he had passed away, but I saw people saying that he had contracted it.
I had a very unhealthy relationship with Fountains of Wayne. I had a Fountains of Wayne phase in my life back in the day.
Did you really?
I thought they were great.
Isn't that Stacy's mom?
Isn't that
their big hit? Stacy's mom has got it go. I just remember that video with Rachel Hunter.
Great song and great video.
Holy Jeebus.
Is that Stacy's mom?
That's Stacy's mom. Fountains of Wayne, right?
But that's later, I think.
Is it? I'm just saying, that's one of, like, if I'm putting together my top 10 music videos, that's in there. Like, that's peak. That's peak hotness.
Yeah, guy died. God, that's terrible.
How old was he?
52.
Yikes.
Brutal. All right, the Providence Bros, the bros at the Research Institute, the Childs Research Institute at Providence's Robert Franz Cancer Center. Say that fast three times in a row.
No, I won't.
They believe they have developed a COVID-19 vaccine.
Kick ass.
Yeah, scientists in Portland think they may have figured it out. Researchers at the Cancer Center have asked the federal government for permission to start trials with human volunteers. They're experts in cancer research and immunotherapy. Bernard Fox and Rom Leidner led the team.
Way to go, Ron.
Yeah.
Who was the other one? I want to give dual props.
You've got Bernard Fox and Rom Leidner.
Bernie and Rom, my man. Fist bump.
They want to use part of the virus's structure against it. They believe those red spikes on the outside of the virus hold a key to building the body's defense. There's a picture of it here. Basically,
this is going to be way too complex for any of us to understand.
No question.
Okay.
But for those of you, the 5% of you that do understand, they want to inject volunteers with the DNA that makes just that part of the virus. And Bernie says... That DNA is taken up by your own cells, and your own cells make those little spikes and secrete them or present them to the immune system as if you had the virus.
You know what? I was just laying in bed the other night on Instagram, and I was thinking this exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was like, why isn't anyone thinking like this?
About
the red spikes. I mean, I'm like,
it seems pretty obvious.
Seems obvious to us, and then all of a sudden, you know, this guy comes up with it, and he's going to take all the credit. I mean, just saying.
He says, of course, you only have to have the little spikes. He says, of course, you only have the little spikes. You don't have the virus. But the immune system gets to see that replica and get prepared.
Now,
very interesting.
I've got a radical idea, right? I'm going to flip this on its head. Little spikes. No. Big spikes. Why stick with the little spikes? Why can't we do big spikes? Twice as effective.
New drugs typically take a year and a half to bring to the public. But, of course, with this pandemic, old Trumpy, he'll cut corners. That's the one thing about him.
Yeah.
He'll cut some corners,
he
baby.
He is. And look, he gets plenty of criticism, and I totally get it, but you're right. That does seem to be the one thing that he is the best at, is he doesn't give a rip. He's like, let's just go ahead and rip through this. Plow ahead with it. But they said, you know, realistically, were they saying like a year out, you know, for a vaccine?
Yeah, we'll see. What else do we have here? Keenan Lowe. Remember him?
Yes, hero.
Hero, Keenan Lowe. Park
New
Rose hero.
West Lynn football coach, right?
Yeah, I think he's at West Lynn now. They stole him from Park Rose. He has received a Congressional Medal of Honor.
What? Like, I didn't know that was a thing. I thought that was like a military sort of thing.
I'm just kidding. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor Society's Citizen Award.
Oh, I was like, whoa.
The award is given to civilians who exemplify the values embodied in the Medal of Honor, which are courage, which you have none of.
You mean courage?
Courage. sacrifice, commitment, integrity, citizenship, and patriotism.
I still like watching that video. That is... still amazing what he did.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The organization announced last week Lowe was one of six individual recipients of the award. And so that is pretty cool. I wonder if he's going to go have like a ceremony or something. Well, maybe not now, but.
Yeah, maybe eventually.
COVID. All right. I think that's all I got for you today. You guys need anything else?
No, someone's calling you out, though. They're very angry with you.
What'd I do?
They're saying that you're providing fake news.
Why?
No, this guy says it's not true. It's not a vaccine.
Okay. I'm just reading the story, babe.
Well, apparently he's very angry.
Reading the story, baby cakes.
I do enjoy when people get very, very, very angry. They're like, wrong!
Oh, I do have one more story.
He said, Jeebus, you know, get your facts straight. He's calling you out, noted newsman.
All I'm doing is reading here, baby cakes. Okay, people, this is great. I'll leave you with this note. There's a mystery in Wuhan where recovered coronavirus patients are testing positive again.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. That's not good. Well, I also saw, too, that they're saying that they think there may be up to a 30% false negative. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I did see that. That, in other words,
you go get you feel like you've got the symptoms, right? Yeah. You're not feeling very good. You go in, you get tested, and it's negative. They're saying that could be somewhere around a 30% false negative. And so basically what they're saying is that if you think you have it or you've got some symptoms, just assume you have it and do the quarantine thing.
Well, I think the hard part is the people that have it but don't have symptoms. That's the hard part.
Yeah.
And they say that could be up to 25% of people.
Yeah, in some places even more. Like the Iceland did that entire country. They said that was upwards in the high 30% of people because they did like nationwide testing because it's a small country. And yeah, there was like it was somewhere in the 35-36% range of people that were asymptomatic. So how the hell, you know, that's terrifying.
Some Wuhan residents who had tested positive earlier and then recovered from the disease are testing positive for the virus a second time based on data from several quarantine facilities in the city, which house patients for further observation after their discharge from hospitals. About 5-10% of patients pronounced recovered have tested positive again.
Yikes.
Great.
Well, and that's what they say about this. One of the tricky things about the virus is we don't know a whole lot about it, right? Because it's new.
Well, that also suggests that the outbreak there is not even close to being over.
Yeah.
Some of the people who retested positive appear to be asymptomatic carriers. And those are people who carry the virus and are possibly infectious but don't exhibit any of the symptoms.
Which would, you know, that's just
but
you're
never going to know
prime category to spread it.
What's going on in China, you know, you just never really know.
Exactly. Well, I mean, today it came out that...
One of their lead doctors disappear and she's still missing?
Well, and they know that they deliberately, you know, lied and covered it up and downplayed it. I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around and a good hunk of it should go over there because they knew about it and just did the, you know, let's keep it quiet.
All right, good times. There is in the news for April 1, 2020. April Fool's Day. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5, where Oregon football got a transfer quarterback today. We'll tell you who it is next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.